Good morning to you. Good morning to Gisela, who is in the studio and joins us. And good morning to all our audience tuned in every morning. Today is a favorable day without fatalities or critical cases, and with 4 cases confirmed yesterday. Today we have 197 patients admitted to our hospitals, 16 in vigilance, 112 are suspects, 69 are confirmed active cases. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow 214 people due to different clinical risks. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories processed 2,844 samples to diagnose COVID-19. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,426. In Havana's Provincial Center, 376. In Santiago de Cuba, 274. In Villa Clara's, 235. In the Brother Almeida's Hospital, 320. In the Laboratory of the Civil Defense, 119. And in the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, 94 samples. And as I said earlier, as a result of this analysis, 4 people tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. Thus, the island accumulates 192,443 samples studied by molecular biology for the diagnosis of this disease. And of them, 2,399, 1.2%, have tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. Yesterday, as I always explain, samples were studied from all provinces of the country. Havana had 2,205, Mayabeque 117, Villa Clara 67, Cienfuegos 60, Holguín 60, Santiago de Cuba 126, for a total of 2,844 samples processed yesterday. The rest of the provinces and the special municipality also processed samples yesterday. The 4 cases confirmed are Cuban. All are confirmed case contacts, and they already accumulate 2,085 people, 88.4% of all cases diagnosed in our country, who have tested positive as confirmed case contacts. This is a risk group of greatest importance. We have the 109 patients during all the pandemic whose source of infection has not been determined, and with source of infection abroad, the same number remains unchanged. 163 patients, 6.9%. Of the new 4 cases confirmed yesterday are female, accumulating 1,185 in the pandemic, 49.4%, and 50.6% are from the male sex. The 4 cases were asymptomatic, and in the cumulative in the pandemic, 1,308 people, 54.5% of all diagnosed people who at the moment of testing positive did not show any symptom of the disease. I remember when the HIV AIDS began that there was a slogan which said that AIDS had no face. Well, we could also say that COVID-19 has no face either, because to a good extent it has no symptoms, no manifestation. However, its carriers spread the disease. Of the 79 cases diagnosed in the last 15 days, 69.6%, almost 70%, have been diagnosed asymptomatic. By age groups, there were 2 children diagnosed yesterday, a 9-year-old girl and a 15-year-old girl from the Cerro and Cotorro municipalities in Havana. They were asymptomatic, and they were confirmed case contacts. There was one case from 20 to 39 years and one from 40 to 59 years of age. The four cases belong to Havana province, from Cotorro, Cerro, and 10 de Octubre municipalities. And with these new cases, Havana has a 3.33 rate, which is slightly higher than the one it had yesterday. I'm talking about positive rate per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 15 days. Mayabeque province's rate remains at 208, which is the same it reported yesterday. And I always reiterate that the remaining 14 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality continue without confirming cases in the last 15, 30, or 60 days. Tomorrow we're going to bring you for how long each of these territories have been without reporting cases. There are provinces exhibiting great control of the disease. With the 2,399 patients diagnosed with the disease until 12 o'clock last night, 69 remained active, admitted. That is 2% of all diagnosed people. 65, that is 94.2%, are with a stable clinical condition. We always regret the death of 86 people who have died in our country due to the disease. For 11th consecutive day today, we have no fatalities, and we work very hard so that this stays like this. We always mention the two people who were evacuated, and we have an indicator that is not favorable. We had only two patients discharged. This is due to the few admissions we had in recent days, only two discharges, and we have accumulated 2,242 patients diagnosed in Cuba with COVID, that is 93.5%, who have recovered and have been clinically and epidemiologically discharged and are back to their daily activities. We have four patients reported in serious condition. One patient showed improvement and is now listed in guarded condition. And the four patients are all admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital here in Havana. Four patients in critical condition, in relatively stable, and all of them are from Havana, and for 12 consecutive days, we report no patients in critical condition in our country. The world continues with its alarming trend. This morning we saw the situation in Brazil. Its president tested positive for COVID-19. However, he was at the presidential palace speaking with journalists without using face masks. In the world, as of 12 o'clock last night, the same 185 countries remained reporting cases of COVID-19. The number has already reached 11,586,200 confirmed cases, with 167,730 cases that were diagnosed yesterday. Yesterday, in one single day, 3,743 people died in the world due to this disease, for a cumulative of 537,701 deaths, more than 500,000 people, for a lethality of 4.64%. The region of Americas, the epicenter of the pandemic for several days, with countries reporting high number of cases. Yesterday, the region reported 93,631 new cases, for 6,007,810 confirmed cases. And this already accounts, the region accounts for 51.85% of all the cases reported in the world. Yesterday, regrettably, 2,088 people died in our region for a cumulative of 268,902 deaths, and this represents a 4.48% lethality. At this moment, Cuba occupies the 21st place among the countries of the region of Americas, which currently has a 4.51% lethality. And it also remains in the 104th place in the world in terms of comparative fatality and active cases. And the United States remains leading the list of countries with the most cases, with 2,938,625 confirmed cases, with 49,990 confirmed cases yesterday. 359 people died yesterday for a cumulative of 130,306 deaths. The United States is followed by Brazil, India third place, Russia in fourth place, Peru and Chile in the fifth place in the world in terms of the incidents. Let me give you now the update on the indicators that we are evaluated, that are evaluated on a daily basis to decide the phase of recovery stage, the recovery of each territory. Regarding the incidence rate of confirmed cases per 100,000 inhabitants, Cuba meets it, is up to 1 for the first phase. Cuba has 0.71 per 100,000 inhabitants with 79 cases it has confirmed in the last 15 days. This number represents a decrease of a lower incidence than in previous fortnight of 30.1%. Havana also meets this indicator as well as and Mayabeque, which the cases reported in the San Jose de las Lajas municipality, it does not meet this indicator with 8 cases versus none in the last fortnight. The reproductive rate, which is the other indicator, which measures the number of new infections caused by one individual, it is met in Cuba in the last 15 days. It is of 0.98, and all provinces meet this requirement. In terms of the active cases, the amount of admitted cases, it is considered that during the first phase, up to 5% of all cases can be active for being in the first phase, and Cuba meets this requirement nationally, because we currently have 69 active cases, which represent 2.88% of all cases diagnosed in Cuba. Havana meets this requirement with 4.6%, and in Mayabeque, this requirement is not met specifically in the San Jose de las Lajas municipality. The positive case with known source of infection is met nationally with 92.4%, and Havana meets it with 93%. And in terms of the local clusters, we also meet this indicator nationally, and we ratify that there is only 2 events of local transmission in Havana. One is in the central Havana municipality, and the event reported in the Cerro municipality. And this is the situation in Cuba and in the world that we had to report today.